All right, the third member of UK, Max Anstey. You're familiar with Redbud and all that, obviously. You're probably expecting big things. They put you on the 250F, but tough day, man. Tough conditions, and then tough day on the motorcycle.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. It was very bad. Right. Yeah, it was probably the...
I'm going to have to kick everybody
the,
out.
No, I don't know what you... Anyway, no, it wasn't the best. We... honestly, we've been since I did the nationals here. I did the three rounds on the 450. I felt pretty good. Like I was, you know, banging around, you know, pretty good results. Like and felt solid. Always within the top like eight, you know, five, six, seven, eight, whatever. And I thought, wow, we didn't even have that much time on the bike. So to prep for the 250 for the nations. When I got the call about the nations, I knew I'm. Like my plan is to ride the 250 in a couple of weeks in Cardiff,
right.
So I thought right, it's going to be a better plan to stick to let's race the 250 at the Nations and see how we go. Well, we've been working so much on the spec for Supercross, and everything's been feeling good. Like my bike has been feeling actually yeah. really good the last few weeks. Like the boys have really worked hard. Like Marty, the whole team have been doing a lot of testing, a lot of work with it, and it's been ripping. Like the bike's honestly been fantastic. But then we got here and we put the European fuel in. Well, obviously we knew we had to run the Euro fuel, but we thought it wasn't going to be as big of a deal as what it was. We thought our mapping and everything was going to work, and I don't know the ins and outs, but basically yeah. from what I felt, the bike was just getting hot and then just slowed yeah. right down. Like
you were chasing it all weekend, right? Yeah. Like ever since. Yeah.
Yeah. Even first practice, I went out there and I felt good, but it's just revving the bike so hard compared to Supercross.
Yeah.
I think the rain's coming down again.
Yeah.
I think basically it caught the boys a little bit off guard, and but it's not with lack of effort. Like I said, like honestly, yeah. they've all really put in a lot of work. I feel like it looks really bad today, and I felt fucking terrible, and I felt like it was yeah. a complete waste of time riding around.
Yeah, that's got to suck for us prep and the team. For you, I've been a mechanic.
Yeah.
I've been on teams for you as a rider doing the work, and you're just like, it ain't happening. Like,
no,
it's, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it was weird because it kind of felt like when we came here to do Redbud for the National, yeah. we didn't know how we were going to be. So, like, I've been riding in the week, and to be honest, I've been riding a lot of Supercross, but I rode a few days of outdoors and felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Felt really good, but with US fuel. And that's how our bike's been running. So, yeah, like when I came here for Redbud for the National, I was fast and solid. Okay, we had a clutch issue there that
right.
kept us from finishing, but at least I was in the race.
Yeah.
Then we fixed it, Southwick was solid. I was kind of expecting it to be a little bit similar to that. Like, okay, we might not be perfect, but we're going to be competitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It threw us off running the Euro spec stuff. But again, it's one of those where I knew what to expect. I was telling the guys, the nations, you can't underestimate the nations. We've got to prep for this. And it was always like, yeah, yeah, no, it'll be fine. We're prepping for Cardiff. Like, Cardiff's our focus.
Right.
And it was like, yeah, yeah, it'll be fine. Trust me, the bike will be good. And we got here and it was like, it rained. It was nothing like what it was like at
yeah.
Redbud for the National.
Yeah.
It was deep. The bike was getting hot. And it was like, okay, yes, we might have been a little bit out of our depth.
Should have just put the US fuel back in. No one's going to care.
Oh, honestly, I wanted to.
Yeah.
For second moto,
right.
I know that sounds bad because that's actually like not allowed. I wanted to do it. But my team boss, Yariv, was like, no, you know,
yeah.
or, you know, we're
well, I know some teams that just did it, so I feel like it wouldn't have been that big of a deal, but whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
Yariv
was like, look,
okay.
he is HRC
right.
Australia.
That's true. It's a good point.
Got,
right.
He's got so much going on this, and like, I know it looked bad today, but honestly, they've
right.
worked really, really hard, and it's like he said, I can't. This is my brand and my.
Yeah.
Oh, just fucking put it in.
Yeah,
just give
yeah.
me, just give me,
right.
give me one race.
Right.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just give me my normal bike, please. And obviously. Obviously we didn't, but you know it is what it is. I know.
I knew this would be a long one.
Yeah.
No.
That's Max. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
no, it
right.
is what it is. We've got 2 weeks now to get ready for Cardiff, and it's a shame. I was kind of joking around. We did a little Team GB press thing, and I was like, yeah, I'm just here to test for Cardiff and all this stuff. I honestly didn't think it was going to go that bad, because now I feel bad that I actually said that, because it kind of made it look like we were kind of behind the eight ball. But anyway, it is what it is. I did what I could, and I have to give it up to the guys in the team that they've honestly, I've seen the work and the hours that they've put in, and it's all been for Supercross, and we thought it was going to be a little better than yeah. where we were today, or a little easier than what it was. But you know, yeah. if we can take anything away from it, we can't underestimate. You know, going into these races, we can't underestimate anything. We've got to be at the top of our level and prepare for whatever race we're going to come up and do, whether that's Supercross or outdoors. So, that's it.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, man.
All right, cheers, mate.